It was announced this morning that biotech billionaire Patrick Soon-Shiong has agreed to purchase the Los Angeles Times and the San Diego Tribune from their parent company, Tronc. The deal is worth $500 million, and it comes at a tumultuous time for the newspaper, whose reporters recently voted to unionize. In addition, the paper's CEO has been placed on leave due to sexual harassment allegations. Joining us to discuss this sale and what it means for the future of the paper and the industry is Rick Edmonds, media business analyst for the Poynter Institute. Rick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, morning. Good to be with you.
So the LA Times now, like the Washington Post, which was purchased by a billionaire, Jeff Bezos, is going on down that same line now. So is this the only way you think that newspapers can survive right now?
Well, it's a way. I wouldn't say the only way, but the group that of significant papers that are owned by a billionaire, or at least a very wealthy person, does continue to grow. So we've got the Boston Globe, the Star Tribune of Minneapolis, the Las Vegas Review Journal, and a number of other smaller ones. In your case, the Arizona Republic is the largest of more than 100 papers that Gannett owns, and Gannett is, very much in business, and they're in the acquiring rather than selling mode. So I wouldn't look for that to come to Phoenix area anytime soon.
Do you think these are sort of vanity projects for these owners, these billionaires who are buying these?
No, I have a more favorable view than that. I think that these buyers, and by the way, most of them, not all, maybe Jeff Bezos is an exception, most of them are older or have really made fortunes, and I think they're interested in preserving a community institution. And part of what can make this work is that these papers still have to run, and papers on their sites have to be run as businesses, but they don't have to yield a big profit if they're break even or even occasionally lose some money in the interests of digital transformation. That's fine.
Rick, in a situation like this where somebody's coming in who maybe doesn't have a newspaper or a journalism background, how much do they have to rely on the people around them to really know how to run a newspaper?
Well, that's a good question, and I would say practice has differed place to place. But typically, somebody who doesn't know but's smart enough to have earned these millions and millions and $1 billion will seek out experts to do the actual management. And of course, in the case of Washington Post, Jeff Bezos is involved, and he has a number of interesting ideas, but he doesn't dictate or try to be running the place day to day. Now, I can't say whether Dr. Soon-Shiong will follow that example, but my bet would be yes.
What is it about the Washington Post, in the case of Mr. Bezos, or the LA Times and the San Diego paper? Why are these seen as good investments for these people?
Well, as I just said, a good investment in the sense of something that they would like to do and that they think is important. I don't know that on a strictly economic basis they are good investments. And when I referenced Gannett a few minutes ago, there are some real advantages to operating as part of a chain, and you can do a number of things sort of collectively that are harder to do if you're a small individual paper. Well, of course, LA Times is not small, but if you're operating as a single paper. But again, I think the attraction is to, if you want to say, do a good deed for your home city.
Yeah. And last thing quickly here, do you think this signals a change in the media landscape and who it is who's going to invest in newspapers as we go forward? Are they becoming more of a public good as opposed to a money generating business?
Well, that's a good question, too. And I think from my chair, this trend has been developing, not in the last 60 days, but over a period of 5 or 6 years. And I do think it will continue. And it's interesting, as you may have noted, that Lorraine Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow, has made several media investments. They're in digital media sources. So, I see it as a space of interest both to individuals with a lot of money and to some extent to foundations, too. So I think we'll see more of that in the future.
All right. Rick Edmonds is media business analyst for the Poynter Institute. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you. Thanks.